This is the 2024 Kluang SPM Trial Examination Listening Test. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. You will hear people talking in 7 different situations. For questions 1 to 7, choose the correct answer, A, B or C. You will hear each recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 1. Question 1. You hear a woman talking about the Japanese tea ceremony.
The Japanese tea ceremony, known as chinoyu, is a traditional practice that emphasizes mindfulness and respect. Participants carefully follow a series of steps to prepare and serve tea, creating a serene and reflective experience. The focus of the ceremony is not just on drinking tea, but on the principles of harmony, respect, purity, and tranquility.
Now, listen again.
The Japanese tea ceremony, known as chinoyu, is a traditional practice that emphasizes mindfulness and respect. Participants carefully follow a series of steps to prepare and serve tea, creating a serene and reflective experience. The focus of the ceremony is not just on drinking tea, but on the principles of harmony, respect, purity, and tranquility.
Question 2. You hear a woman talking about her health. I never used to worry about my health until recently. Now I seem to be getting lots of little aches and pains. I should go to the doctor for a health check. The older I get, the more I worry about my health. One good thing is that I'm eating more healthily now than ever before. I no longer have fast food and midnight snacks. I also sleep a lot more. I've read that getting 7 or 8 hours sleep every night is one of the best things you can do for your health. Now, listen again. I never used to worry about my health until recently. Now I seem to be getting lots of little aches and pains. I should go to the doctor for a health check. The older I get, the more I worry about my health. One good thing is that I'm eating more healthily now than ever before. I no longer have fast food and midnight snacks. I also sleep a lot more. I've read that getting 7 or 8 hours sleep every night is one of the best things you can do for your health. Question 3. You hear a man talking about cultures.
Every time I travel, I learn wonderful, strange, amazing, and interesting things about other cultures. One of the biggest surprises I had was when I went to the USA as a child. I'm English, so I thought Americans had the same culture as me. When I went to America, I understood Americans and Brits are very different people. Understanding the culture of other people is very important. It helps us all to get along. If everyone really tried to learn about other cultures, the world would be a more peaceful place.
Now, listen again.
Every time I travel, I learn wonderful, strange, amazing, and interesting things about other cultures. One of the biggest surprises I had was when I went to the USA as a child. I'm English, so I thought Americans had the same culture as me. When I went to America, I understood Americans and Brits are very different people. Understanding the culture of other people is very important. It helps us all to get along. If everyone really tried to learn about other cultures, the world would be a more peaceful place.
Question 4. You hear a man talking about video games.
Gaming is a huge money-making industry. Developers are always coming up with better games year after year. With better technology comes better graphics. You can see that they tend to be more realistic these days. Interesting storylines are the driving factor for gamers to make a purchase, however. If you haven't got those, getting famous celebrities to voice or play the characters will not help much.
Now, listen again.
Gaming is a huge money-making industry. Developers are always coming up with better games year after year. With better technology comes better graphics. You can see that they tend to be more realistic these days. Interesting storylines are the driving factor for gamers to make a purchase, however. If you haven't got those, getting famous celebrities to voice or play the characters will not help much.
Question 5. You hear a man talking about pollution.
Pollution affects us all. We are all less healthy because of the companies that pollute the air or our rivers. Everybody needs to think about how we can reduce the amount of pollution we create. Not using the car when we can walk is one way. Turning off lights we don't need is another. Barack Obama says he's going to do his best to help the Earth. I really hope he does, because if pollution gets any worse, we'll be in seriously big trouble.
Now, listen again.
Pollution affects us all. We are all less healthy because of the companies that pollute the air or our rivers. Everybody needs to think about how we can reduce the amount of pollution we create. Not using the car when we can walk is one way. Turning off lights we don't need is another. Barack Obama says he's going to do his best to help the Earth. I really hope he does, because if pollution gets any worse, we'll be in seriously big trouble.
Question 6. You hear part of a report about a burglary.
Mrs. Kumaran's house was broken into 2 nights ago while her family was away at a wedding event in another state. The damage to her furniture was great and all the rooms were a mess. The homeowner was understandably upset that this happened in a gated community, but was relieved to know her safe was not discovered. She hopes that the burglars will be found and punished soon.
Now, listen again.
Mrs. Kumaran's house was broken into 2 nights ago while her family was away at a wedding event in another state. The damage to her furniture was great and all the rooms were a mess. The homeowner was understandably upset that this happened in a gated community, but was relieved to know her safe was not discovered. She hopes that the burglars will be found and punished soon.
Question 7. You hear a man talking about smartwatches.
Smartwatches are equipped with various features that track fitness and health metrics. These devices can monitor heart rate, activity levels, and even sleep patterns. Additionally, they can sync with smartphones to provide notifications and reminders, making them useful for managing health and staying connected.
Now, listen again.
Smartwatches are equipped with various features that track fitness and health metrics. These devices can monitor heart rate, activity levels, and even sleep patterns. Additionally, they can sync with smartphones to provide notifications and reminders, making them useful for managing health and staying connected.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two. You will hear Mandy talking about her job as a personal shopper. Choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part two.
Hi, I am Mandy, and I am a personal shopper. Let me share some interesting facts about a personal shopper. I basically shop for others for a living. Generally, personal shoppers can shop for everything. We assist our customers to select items at a retail store. Most personal shoppers work part-time, with some working a few hours per day, and others working a full day or two per week. I will be happy to deliver customers' items right to their doorsteps with a minimum delivery fee of 30 ringgit within Malaysia. I will try my best to help customers to get the items that they want. If the items are not in stock, I will contact my customers via WhatsApp and email. I may also suggest other available items. Then, I will proceed with the purchase after I have received an order confirmation from my customers. Otherwise, I will give them a refund. Do note that refund is only valid before I make the purchase. I won't provide a refund for items that have been confirmed and purchased. I do provide COD or cash on delivery upon request, but I have to strictly think about it. Most of the time, I might have to reject it. Overall, as a personal shopper, I provide guidance and purchasing services to customers based on appointments. So, I work irregular hours. Sometimes I work at nights and weekends. I process orders on behalf of my customers through discussions via telephone calls, messages, or emails. Information is only logged in the order system after a discussion with the customer. Then, I submit the product information to my customers. This is to ensure that they are satisfied with their items. I also suggest products following the latest trends. When a customer is not happy with an item, I will help to make an exchange or replace the product with something more suitable. As a personal shopper, I always maintain a professional relationship with each customer. It is my goal to provide the best customer service at all times. I need to have excellent communications and customer service skills. Besides, I have to manage my time efficiently to meet deadlines and have purchases ready for customers. I don't only have one customer at a time. Often, I manage multiple customers. So, I must be organized. Thus, I would be able to track what I am purchasing for each customer. I use the latest gadgets and websites to help me with my work.
Now, listen again.
Hi, I am Mandy, and I am a personal shopper. Let me share some interesting facts about a personal shopper. I basically shop for others for a living. Generally, personal shoppers can shop for everything. we assist our customers to select items at a retail store. Most personal shoppers work part-time, with some working a few hours per day and others working a full day or two per week. I will be happy to deliver customers' items right to their doorsteps with a minimum delivery fee of 30 ringgit within Malaysia. I will try my best to help customers to get the items that they want. If the items are not in stock, I will contact my customers via WhatsApp and email. I may also suggest other available items. Then, I will proceed with the purchase after I have received an order confirmation from my customers. Otherwise, I will give them a refund. Do note that refund is only valid before I make the purchase. I won't provide a refund for items that have been confirmed and purchased. I do provide COD or cash on delivery upon request, but I have to strictly think about it. Most of the time, I might have to reject it. Overall, as a personal shopper, I provide guidance and purchasing services to customers based on appointments. So, I work irregular hours. Sometimes I work at nights and weekends. I process orders on behalf of my customers through discussions via telephone calls, messages, or emails. Information is only logged in the order system after a discussion with the customer. Then, I submit the product information to my customers. This is to ensure that they are satisfied with their items. I also suggest products following the latest trends. When a customer is not happy with an item, I will help to make an exchange or replace the product with something more suitable. As a personal shopper, I always maintain a professional relationship with each customer. It is my goal to provide the best customer service at all times. I need to have excellent communications and customer service skills. Besides, I have to manage my time efficiently to meet deadlines and have purchases ready for customers. I don't only have one customer at a time. Often, I manage multiple customers. So, I must be organized. Thus, I would be able to track what I am purchasing for each customer. I use the latest gadgets and websites to help me with my work.
That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which different people are talking about becoming vegetarian. Choose from the list A to G what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 2 extra letters, which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3.
Speaker 1. I became a vegetarian 2 years ago because I read an article about all the health benefits, the best decision I've ever made. I feel so much healthier now. My skin is good, and my hair is much shinier. You must be super careful though, that you still get all the nutrients you need in your diet. The main problem for me is that I'm the only vegetarian in the family, and the others want to eat meat and fish. So sometimes, it's a bit of a pain for my mom, because she's the one who does most of the cooking.
Speaker 2. The decision to be a vegetarian was made on my own will. I got links to videos which convinced me that it's the best option for animals, our planet, and my health. I did a lot of research into what kind of things to eat before I changed my diet. It's easy to find vegetarians online who'll answer questions and give you advice. I've been given lots of useful tips, like you can eat chickpeas and spinach for iron, you know, to make up for the iron you'd get from meat in a conventional diet. My family has been supportive to the change, but I get teased a bit at school. Some people think that being a vegetarian is weird.
Speaker 3. I gave up eating meat a couple of years ago because at the time I was following a celebrity who was a vegetarian. Stupid reason, I know, but you see beautiful, glamorous people on Instagram and you want their lifestyle, so I became a vegetarian. I don't miss meat, but I still eat fish sometimes, which sort of isn't really allowed. My main problem is that I'm not too keen on vegetables. My mom finds that amusing. She always asks me, how can you be a vegetarian if you don't like vegetables? I do like chips though, and tomato ketchup. They're made from vegetables, aren't they? I don't eat that much fruit either, apart from bananas.
Speaker 4. My whole family is vegetarian, so if you're brought up that way, it seems perfectly normal. My parents are both good cooks and we had a varied diet. We ate lots of international dishes, Italian, Indian, Middle Eastern and so on. I never really missed meat or fish, except when I went out with friends. When you're young, you never like being different. But later, quite a few people in my class at school became vegetarian, so I was no longer the odd one out.
Speaker 5. My main reason for going vegetarian was because I couldn't bear how we treated animals. Most farms are run in such a cruel manner. I refuse to support factory farming. The treatment of hens is shocking, not to mention what they do to cows. So, obviously, I no longer consume any animal products or meat, but I also avoid eggs, milk, and cheese. I don't eat fish, of course. When I initially started becoming a vegetarian, I noticed I was tired all the time, so I went to see a nutritionist, who told me I wasn't eating enough protein. I'm much more careful now, and I consume a variety of nuts and seeds, dried beans, and chickpeas.
Now, listen again.
Speaker 1. I became a vegetarian 2 years ago because I read an article about all the health benefits, the best decision I've ever made. I feel so much healthier now. My skin is good, and my hair is much shinier. You must be super careful though, that you still get all the nutrients you need in your diet. The main problem for me is that I'm the only vegetarian in the family, and the others want to eat meat and fish. So sometimes, it's a bit of a pain for my mom, because she's the one who does most of the cooking.
Speaker 2. The decision to be a vegetarian was made on my own will. I got links to videos which convinced me that it's the best option for animals, our planet and my health. I did a lot of research into what kind of things to eat before I changed my diet. It's easy to find vegetarians online who'll answer questions and give you advice. I've been given lots of useful tips, like you can eat chickpeas and spinach for iron, you know, to make up for the iron you'd get from meat in a conventional diet. My family has been supportive to the change, but I get teased a bit at school. Some people think that being a vegetarian is weird.
Speaker 3. I gave up eating meat a couple of years ago, because at the time, I was following a celebrity who was a vegetarian. Stupid reason, I know. But you see beautiful, glamorous people on Instagram, and you want their lifestyle, so I became a vegetarian. I don't miss meat, but I still eat fish sometimes, which sort of isn't really allowed. My main problem is that I'm not too keen on vegetables. My mom finds that amusing. She always asks me, how can you be a vegetarian if you don't like vegetables? I do like chips though, and tomato ketchup. They're made from vegetables, aren't they? I don't eat that much fruit either, apart from bananas.
Speaker 4. My whole family is vegetarian, so if you're brought up that way, it seems perfectly normal. My parents are both good cooks and we had a varied diet. We ate lots of international dishes, Italian, Indian, Middle Eastern and so on. I never really missed meat or fish, except when I went out with friends. When you're young, you never like being different. But later, quite a few people in my class at school became vegetarian, so I was no longer the odd one out.
Speaker 5.
My main reason for going vegetarian was because I couldn't bear how we treated animals. Most farms are run in such a cruel manner. I refuse to support factory farming. The treatment of hens is shocking, not to mention what they do to cows. So, obviously, I no longer consume any animal products or meat, but I also avoid eggs, milk, and cheese. I don't eat fish, of course. When I initially started becoming a vegetarian, I noticed I was tired all the time, so I went to see a nutritionist, who told me I wasn't eating enough protein. I'm much more careful now, and I consume a variety of nuts and seeds, dried beans, and chickpeas.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4. You will hear a couple complaining about their bad experience when visiting Bermuda to a travel agent. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You now have 1 minute to look at part 4.
Can I help you?
Yes, you can actually. We came back from Bermuda last night. This is the brochure of the holiday you sold us.
Oh, yes. Did you have a nice time?
No, we didn't. Oh. My wife and I are both very angry.
Oh, dear. What was the problem?
Well, to start with, we had to pay £20 extra each for airport tax. But it says here in the brochure, airport tax is included.
Oh, yes. So it does.
And our room didn't have a sea view. We paid extra for a sea view, but all we got was a view of the car park at the back of the hotel.
Oh, dear. This is very serious. I think we should fill out a complaint form. Now, what are your names?
It's Mr. and Mrs. Caldwell. That's C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L.
Okay. And the holiday was in Bermuda?
Yes. 2 weeks from the 10th to the 24th of February.
10th to 24th of February. And today is the 25th. Okay. Do you have your customer number?
It's here on the receipt. DW83247.
Oh, yes. Okay. Now, you had to pay £20 each for airport tax. And the hotel room had no sea view.
Yeah. And you can add that the food in the hotel was terrible.
I couldn't eat a thing. We lived on sandwiches, didn't we, darling?
Yes, I lost a kilo in weight.
Oh, so the food in the hotel was terrible. Oh, dear.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I'll send this complaint to our head office and I'll phone you when I get a reply. Can I have your telephone number?
It's Walton 893-2443.
Walton 893-2443. Okay, well, I'm very sorry about this.
It was an awful experience. We want our money back.
I'll see what I can do. Our apologies once again.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now, listen again.
Can I help you?
Yes, you can actually. We came back from Bermuda last night. This is the brochure of the holiday you sold us.
Oh, yes. Did you have a nice time?
No, we didn't. Oh. My wife and I are both very angry.
Oh, dear. What was the problem?
Well, to start with, we had to pay £20 extra each for airport tax. But it says here in the brochure, airport tax is included.
Oh, yes. So it does.
And our room didn't have a sea view. We paid extra for a sea view, but all we got was a view of the car park at the back of the hotel.
Oh, dear. This is very serious. I think we should fill out a complaint form. Now, what are your names?
It's Mr. and Mrs. Caldwell. That's C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L.
Okay. And the holiday was in Bermuda?
Yes. 2 weeks from the 10th to the 24th of February.
10th to 24th of February. And today is the 25th. Okay. Do you have your customer number?
It's here on the receipt. DW83247.
Oh, yes. Okay. Now, you had to pay £20 each for airport tax. And the hotel room had no sea view.
Yeah, and you can add that the food in the hotel was terrible.
I couldn't eat a thing. We lived on sandwiches, didn't we, darling?
Yes, I lost a kilo in weight.
Oh, so the food in the hotel was terrible. Oh, dear.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I'll send this complaint to our head office and I'll phone you when I get a reply. Can I have your telephone number?
It's Walton 893-2443.
Walton 893-2443. Okay. Well, I'm very sorry about this.
It was an awful experience. We want our money back.
I'll see what I can do. Our apologies once again.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test. Please stop now.